We are trying to read. That was the whole purpose of the event to begin with. My husband and I, with the our grandkids and stuff, we couldn't even take the grandkids out for a simple boat ride. And this is a small area, you know, the economy's not the greatest. And so we had our river that we'd go out and we'd take boat rides and go fishing in. You couldn't do that because these fish are terrible. They jump up and beat you to death, slimy and bloody things in the boat, so you didn't dare take the little ones out. You didn't go tubing. You didn't do any of your water sports. You couldn't go out frogging. You'd have a trolling motor, and these, you'd have more fish in your boat than what you would frogs. I mean, it was terrible, and that's how this event started to begin with, was we were going to rid the rivers of these fish to take our river back so that we can enjoy our sports with our kids.
And explain to us what redneck fishing is. You can't wimp out and try to use a fishing pole, right?
You don't use a fishing pole. You use a handheld dip net. Every person needs one handheld dip net that is fishing. These fish jump in your boat or you catch them in dip nets. And the water levels were up earlier this year, but our water has gone down, so we should take a lot of them out of this water system down here this year. And the purpose of this tournament is to draw the attention to this problem and not let them get in the waters where you're at.
Explain how the competition works. How does one win a redneck fishing tournament?
The redneck fishing tournament, we named it that just to have it just as a funny little thing. It was a joke we did because it's not a regular carp fishing tournament. You go out in your boat. You have as many people as you can are legally allowed in your boat. Each team checks in. It's $50 per boat to enter for a two-hour heat. You go out, catch as many fish as what you can, and then we count the fish when you come back in. The one with the most fish, the top four of each heat, gets awarded a small prize. And at the end of the day, the top four over top those two heats gets a big prize with the money amounts that are based on how many boats we have entered. And also they get a big trophy.